Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 22nd of January and ending on Sunday the 28th of January. I have recorded a podcast that covers the pertinent and necessary information about the full moon in Leo. That happens when the moon in Leo opposes the sun in Aquarius at 12:54 p.m. on Thursday, the 25th, that's Eastern Time. And that one includes the Uranus direct in Taurus, that if you're on the West Coast happens at 11:35 p.m. on Friday, but anywhere east of that, it happens on Saturday the 27th at 2:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're relevant to each other since the Sun and Pluto are involved in this full moon, and the Sun and Moon are in Aquarius, and of course that is the sign ruled by Uranus. So that one, listen to. I will mention this in passing, but this week I will also cover the shift of Venus from Sagittarius to Capricorn. All right, that's the other shift of the week. So we'll start with Monday, though, at this moment, because Venus will shift on Tuesday at 3:50 a.m., so we'll get to that really soon. We start the day with the Gemini moon square Neptune in Pisces until 8:22 a.m., No, we don't want to get out of bed. No, we're going to have trouble with everything. You know, be very careful. It's like a Mercury retrograde morning. And it's like that for everybody. So until 8:22 a.m., if it sounds too good to be true, it definitely is. And so you just take it easy and try to, you know, navigate your way. I mean, a lot of the United States, the northern and mid part of the country is having unusual, even into the south, where I am, just came through a passage of unbelievably cold weather. And so we're coming out of it slowly. And we are going to be facing a lot of unusual weather, it seems, as we move through this time. The moon in Gemini will oppose Venus in her last moments in Sagittarius until 3:40 p.m. on Monday. So, you know, it can get snarky with a moon-Venus opposition. It doesn't usually get, you know, angry and, you know, too vicious or anything. But there's a lot of teasing possible, a lot of arrows flying at each other. It's a very different perspective. And so it's just not comfortable. People won't want the same thing, let's say. They won't value the same things. And so discussions and conversations aren't at their best as we get that aspect coming in. Void of course moon. After that enters Cancer. 4:51 p.m. is when that happens and things improve, because the moon in Cancer is going toward a trine to Saturn in Pisces, and that will end at 3:15 a.m. on Tuesday, not long before Venus shifts to Capricorn. So, the moon in Cancer is very nurturing and wants, you know, to have a happy nest and a happy family, and so she's facilitating as much as possible that feeling for people who are worried and anxious, which can be people being represented by Saturn in Pisces. But it can also facilitate aid going to people who need it. That is one of the things that traditionally, quote-unquote, happens with Saturn in Pisces, is that people have compassion for others and express it sometimes in benefits. All right, so this is that energy moving through from 4:51 p.m. Monday to 3:15 a.m. Tuesday. Venus enters Capricorn, 3:50 a.m. Now, there she was, bouncing around, having more fun, perhaps, and moving around more, perhaps, unless she was also caught in the cold weather. But she's going to get much more serious in her attitudes about what is worthy and what she values, which is part of what Venus is, and money. She'll get a little bit more conservative, but also ambitious. All right? So one of the ways we find love happening with Venus in Capricorn is that they usually need approval about the partner. I mean, of course, every individual can have a chart that makes that not the case, you know, with something else that's overpowering the Venus in Capricorn. Need to have that value of the family, particularly. Approval of the choice. Yeah, it's almost like Victorian, you know what I mean? Or white regency. Let's go back further. You know, you can't marry him. He's the second son. He won't have the title, you know, that kind of stuff. It has that quality to it, Venus in Capricorn. And also, interestingly enough, it is the Venus in Capricorn that can go for someone much younger or much older, either way. So either Venus is the older or the partner is the younger, and or Venus is the younger and the partner is the older. And sometimes it can have something to do with achievements and ambition, you know, like who you're dating, how can they help you get up the ladder you're trying to climb, right? So there's a lot of value placed on the outer world, the career, and again, your status and approval levels. So there is also an earth sign involved here. So it doesn't mean that Venus isn't interested in the physical aspects of love when she's in either Virgo or Capricorn. No, no, that's not true. It can be very earthy when in that situation. But Venus in Capricorn and Virgo will want to keep that private. They're not like really out there that much with their affection, appearance of affection, and with, you know, wanting to have other people know their business. All right. So, again, the values are more conservative and ambitious and wanting to do the right thing to get to the right place. Okay. And the things that Venus will spend on have to do with things that deal with the bones, which is a Capricorn structuring kind of idea, and the knees, which is the joint that is known to be the Capricorn area. So possibly money will be spent on, you know, chiropractic treatments, knee treatments, and, you know, that would be also a sign of Venus in Capricorn that is going to sometimes look for deals on it, but definitely be attracted to the designer or the upscale purchase. All right, that's, you know, it's again, the approval is important. So it's going to want to even decorate in the home. It's going to want to have something that is, you know, going to bring a respect to it. And sometimes Venus in Capricorn can like things that are from their older family members and stuff. I mean, that, this culture doesn't seem to do that anymore, you know. They're always telling us here, baby boomers, that nobody wants your stuff when you leave, you know. And that's mainly probably true. But if there's something that's a valuable, respectable older stuff, you know, like the Ming vase that your aunt has in the living room, Yeah, that might be something that would be acceptable to take on. It's not a sentimental value necessarily, but it can be comfortable also in, the farmhouse decor of the older ages, the different things like that. It's interesting, Venus in Capricorn that way. Venus will sextile Saturn, and Venus rules money, and so that's why we talk about what we'll spend on. And so the sextile to Saturn is also helpful. It can, happen. It's between the 27th and 28th of January, and it's at 6 degrees of Capricorn and Pisces. And one of the things that you can say is that Venus in Capricorn could be a female executive in, an organization like a bank, or a loan company or something like that. So she's in a good, helpful opportunity aspect to the Saturn, which is also partially received as it's the ruler of Capricorn that day. So if you're making a financial move or you need, help about making financial moves, that's a good time to do that, especially if there is a female involved. Not necessarily. Nowadays, maybe as we talked about, you haven't heard it yet, or you have heard it yet about the full moon and the gender issues. It may be it doesn't look like a female, but it identifies as one. I mean, I think we're going to have to expand to include these ideas as we move with Pluto in Aquarius, the sign of astrology. We're going to have to transform a bit, and that could be one of them. So on the 28th, the very next day, there's a trine to Jupiter, because Jupiter is at 6, a little higher up in Taurus. So this is a kind of a nice 27 to 28 couple of days when you can make some really positive moves and have some positive income resulting from it, with Venus's help as well. And in February, Venus will trine Uranus. And that is going to be a moment where, we are looking at some shift and change in values with Uranus and Taurus. And Venus is trying to help us make structure and, make it a positive goal. But also, Venus will be a little bit more interested in something new, and wanting a little more fun or excitement in her life. Now, Venus trine Uranus can bring an instant attraction to someone much different than usual. It doesn't mean this is going to last. Uranus is always the wild card, so it doesn't necessarily mean that that's a long-term investment, but it could be something that actually brings a sparkle to the eye. And so that, again, February 7th, and then right around the romantic holiday, there's a lot of other things happening, by the way. When we get to the forecast for Valentine's Day, it's quite interesting. But on the 13th day of February, before our holiday in the U.S. of February 14th, that is when she will sextile Neptune. And that is romantic and good for the creative energies, even of the ambitions and such. And it may be where Venus in Capricorn is going to, take it to the next level, or at least have a more romantic vibration coloring her corporate life. So that's kind of what you can expect in terms of the outer planet aspects. Of course, during that time, there'll be lunar aspects, and maybe other planets will be involved. Anyway, pretty much that's what I need to tell you about Venus in a Capricorn. And again, quality is the mode rather than quantity with Venus in Capricorn. So let's see what else is happening once we get past that. And the moon in Cancer is sextile Jupiter at 5:13 a.m. That's kind of a optimistic, upbeat energy. That's before sunrise, though, in the Eastern time zone and certainly out west. The day itself does not deliver on the promise. It doesn't happen till 3:53 p.m. exact, but it's moon in Cancer going opposition Mercury in Capricorn. So here we have a difference between focus on the inner life, the family, the safety, you know, sentimentality, and that very, very logically, analytically conservative, outer world focused Mercury, 3:53 p.m. And then, if you want to have an argument, here it comes. Moon in Cancer opposes Mars in Capricorn, 8:44 p.m. This is not a good time to tell your loved one that they're not paying you enough attention. That'll be a good reason for them not to pay you any more attention. And then it's just not, you know, it's just not a good zone for interacting. If you want to have conversation and, you know, maybe take a look at some changes and things, wait till after 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday the 23rd. Maybe you're going to cause some problems still because the moon is going to square Chiron and Aries until 11:04 p.m. Nobody wants to be that cozy, here I am, let's cuddle person. But we do have changes coming. They can be good changes. Uranus is still stationed for its direct motion, though, and that is as the moon moves toward the sextile. Moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus in Taurus, 5:24 a.m., so late night. That's when you may have an aha moment that could be informing how you need to move forward. And then the psychic channel comes at 5:58 p.m. on Wednesday exact, Moon, Trine, Neptune in Pisces. So just open up, sense it, because that's what the water signs do, sense and feel and vision. You will know why, you will know what, you will know how, if you let yourself open up to that. A lot of compassion flowing there. And some creativity as well. Avoid, of course, moon for the rest of the evening is a nice experience for moon in Cancer. Yes, indeed. Moon enters Leo, 2:37 a.m. on Thursday, makes the opposition to Pluto in Aquarius. This is going to be its deal now. Moon in Cancer used to have to deal with Pluto. Now it's moon in Leo that's dealing with oppositions to Pluto in Aquarius at 11:53 p.m. shortly after it enters. Now that is going to be also in the full moon aspect because it's still close enough to the sun, you see. So it is a situation that we are going to begin to look at and which I describe in detail in the full moon chart. But the moon in Leo demands loyalty and affection and attention. And it wants to keep its kingdom that it's created, including its the people in the kingdom, like its children and its investments. You know, that's it's very concerned with all of those things. And Pluto, the power in the, oh, gosh, what's going to change? We don't know. It's Aquarius. It's detached. It doesn't care about me. All right, so this is where you start out with it. You may not be up for it. It may be happening in dreams for those, especially on the East Coast, because, you know, maybe at 2:37 a.m., you're already sleeping, and you're still sleeping, hopefully, at 2:53 a.m. without interruption. Then the next thing that will occur is the opposition to the Sun in Aquarius, which brings in that full moon at 12:54 p.m. on Thursday. So here again, you know, you're dealing with it, authority. You know, one is big power and the other is, you know, and great wealth. And this one is, you know, your authority figures, no matter who they are. And so, again, same thing, only with a different planet involved and with the planet that, in this case, at least, is the ruler of Leo. So it has some understanding of Moon in Leo. It's not completely without caring. It is detached, though. Aquarius is the sign of that. Objective detachment. So 12:54 p.m. Again, these are times, and even when the moon is going square Jupiter and Taurus until 3:46 p.m., Thursday is not a day to try to get those needs, those Leo needs met. You know, it won't happen. It won't happen. And in fact, it won't happen on Friday either, because the moon is going square Uranus, which is just about to take its direct motion. And that comes in at 4:19 p.m. on Friday, the 22nd. So again, you know, this is what happens. This is what happened to the moon in Gemini. You couldn't catch an aspect break, you know. They were all like in signs that were oppositions and squares to you. Or if they were conjunct, you didn't want them there, you know. Get away from me. But that's what's happening right now. Not forever, but right now for the moon in Leo. So just understand that your inner needs are being thwarted a bit. And, you know, rise to the challenge by, you know, supplying your own nourishment until your lunar Leo aspects are over. Because what we have also is the Sun squaring Jupiter in Taurus. So it's not a great time to be making plans, making money plans until, as I said, we get into the moon is in Virgo to 11 p.m. on Saturday, when you start making plans with Venus and Capricorn sextile Saturn. And nowadays you can make certain things, transactions online, so you might be able to handle something like that. But the Uranus direct, 2:35 a.m., won't start getting moving for a little while, as we know. You know, it's been hanging out on 19 degrees. Yes, very, very, very long time. And when does it get past 19? Well, not for a very, very, very long time. It finally gets past it on the 14th of March. And, you know, that's when it starts to pick up some speed in April. That's when it gets the Jupiter conjunction also in April, like I think it's around the 20th of April. So that's happening, though. It's starting, at least. Slow, but starting. And all those who are Aquarians, they jump for joy. Their ruler is finally moving. And the house that has Aquarius on the cusp in your birth chart is also finally moving. So I speak a little more about Uranus direct in Taurus in the podcast that includes the full moon in Leo. All right. So on Saturday, after it goes direct, we have Mercury joining Mars in Capricorn exact 9:59 a.m. It's either arguments over ambition or it's, we got to get going. How can we get going with our goals? We feel like we just fell into a little couple of days of nothingness, nothing going. So Saturday, you may be talking about that, 9:59 a.m. Void, of course, Leo moon is what you're in now. So there's nothing much to plan for the future under a void, of course, moon. you know, plans in the immediate future can take place, like, where would you like to have dinner tomorrow or something like that. But we don't generally like to make long-distance plans under a void, of course, because the moon tells the tale, and there will be no tale to tell. Something will happen. So moon in Virgo, 2:11 p.m. And unfortunately, that's going opposition Saturn until 1:03 a.m. on Sunday. And again, that's where you can have the Venus come in to be giving some good advice, but you won't take it while the moon is opposing Saturn. And the moon trine, the Venus in Capricorn, happens Sunday morning at 2:38 a.m. And the trine, all these trines we have for this planet now, Jupiter, the moon is trine, Jupiter at 4:10 a.m. We have some trines from Mercury to Uranus, newly direct, and Venus to Jupiter, newly direct. So Sunday is the time that you can think about taking action, because Mars is trine the moon. Moon in Virgo, trine Mars in Capricorn until 3:54 a.m. on Monday. So if there's anything you can get done during the day with these aspects, Mercury trine Uranus, Venus trine Jupiter, particularly 8:02 p.m. exact, while the moon is moving trine Mars and Capricorn, are going to be good steps. You'll have good results from those steps. And then let's see, the next week, we can say that you have the early morning hours for the moon in Virgo on Monday, trine Uranus and Taurus, 4:51 a.m., trine Mercury in Capricorn, 6:38 a.m. And so that's the end of your free ride. Your positive, it's going to flow ride with the moon in Virgo. Okay? And so the week of the 29th of February to the 4th of I'm sorry, the 29th of January, I'm looking at February, to the 4th of February, Sunday. That one has actually a time of, you know, some of the planetary aspects even that were mentioned in the full moon chart still playing out. And you get a chance to assimilate some of the shifts and changes while that's happening. And on Sunday, in the West Coast, you'll get a shift of signs for Mercury. But we may be talking about that in the forecast for the week, Monday, the 5th of February, because it comes in at 12:10 a.m. Oh, I guess I should include it in next week's forecast then. Alrighty, and of course that's even better because we've got a new moon for the week of the 5th to talk about. New moon in Aquarius. Yes, indeed. Lots of Aquarius coming up. And the ruler of Aquarius direct. Hey! So, alright, now you need to know. And you should listen to the podcast, because there's a lot of things I said about it that I didn't say here. So once again, I'm wishing you all the best for both podcast events, and I'll say goodbye for now.